Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode, first of this channel for my movie review channel. Now, if you are new here, which I'm sure most of you are, I originally had this channel and this now podcast as a much shorter content type of creation of where I would do movie reviews of both new and old movies, of just kind of giving an overview of what I thought about the movie that I was reviewing, as far as short and sweet for the most part, of 15 minutes or less. And for the most part, that was fun and all good for quite a while. And what I kind of realized when I was doing them, and which is why I stopped doing them after a few weeks, is that I had a hard time to essentially kind of just give out my thoughts and opinions on the movie in less than 10 minutes. Like, I felt like I was pretty much constantly rushing through all the content and rushing through my feelings about it, and I was kind of just giving more of a almost like a short-sighted review on them in a way, at least from my own perspective of everything. And people did enjoy them as far as like what I posted on there, and I kind of left them on there on the channel for YouTube at least. But what I kind of just realized in the past few weeks is that I wanted to really do a much not necessarily a longer version of a review, but dive more into the movies a little teeny bit more than what they have been in the reviews I've done so far. So to start this off, I'm doing a few changes to the channel and to also doing a podcast now. So the title wasn't gonna change at all. So you're still gonna be primarily seeing this on my YouTube channel for my Sean's movie reviews. That will not change. I was thinking about changing the channel itself, but I feel like it's still just fine to have it be under my own name and have it be just titled as that and titled as such. Now, the difference is going to be, though, that is that I will be recording it, or I should say I will be uploading the audio as well as a Apple podcast, because I think it's more fun to do it that way as well. So I'll be uploading the audio itself to like an Apple podcast and also to Spotify, just to really kind of maybe gain some attraction of an audience that way as well. And I have to rely on, or have to, or have maybe not necessarily have to do so much short form content, because a lot of YouTube and Instagram and all those things are more to get like a new subscriber base, so to speak, are much more short form content based, which is totally fine for that part. But for me, I've found and I've realized over the past few weeks of doing this movie review channel, again, like I said before, is that I like to take my time and kind of dive into things a little bit deeper and give a more thought out and thoughtful explanation of my thoughts and opinions and feelings on everything, which will be, again, it's going to be more a long form thing. So expect, just as far as like immediate changes to the channel, because I am back doing movie reviews again, but they will not be as short, and then they'll also be available in an audio podcast format too, again through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those things as well, just so you can hear them, and you can also see the video of me recording it right now, as you can see on YouTube as well. Now, for the time being, I did hide all the pre-existing, there wasn't a ton of them, like I did, but I did hide all the pre-existing posted videos I put on YouTube. I'm gonna be redoing all of those reviews that I've done for the movie so far, because again, they were not as in-depth as I wanted to go into. And I kind of just, again, I felt like I rushed my own stuff. I rushed my own reviews and my thoughts more than I wanted to for a movie review, because it's really hard to do. I should say, like part of the reason why I stopped doing them for a few weeks was because I felt like I was, again, rushing through all my, again, my feelings and thoughts on everything, and or shortening it down to, 15 minutes or less. Because when I looked on YouTube, pretty much for the most part of the more prominent and bigger channels out there, they were doing reviews in like 15 minutes or less, which is totally fine. But for me, like, I like to dive more into things and break, not necessarily break it down more, but just more of, again, dive a little bit deeper than those ones as well, and also put them out into more of a listener, of a big listener base, and just having it be on YouTube. So again, the channel will not change its title wise, so it'll still be Sean's Movie Reviews, because it is going to be like that as such. However, I'm going to be putting all of it into, again, an audio podcast format too, just for fun, because I want to get, again, a bigger subscriber base, and I want to be able to, again, I'm just repeating myself now, but again, I want to get, more thoughtful, more deeper opinions on things, and just kind of give even more credit to the movies themselves. I feel like a lot of one thing I didn't really do as much is I didn't really give credit to anyone involved in making the movie, as far as like directors and writers and release dates and all that kind of stuff. So that's something I will also be adding into these reviews as well, just to give you guys as a listener or as a viewer the just viewability, I guess if you want to call it that, of just knowing when these things are coming out or when they already came out and all that stuff. So that's kind of just an update on the channel as far as just I wanted to get that out of the way first for this episode, this comeback episode if you want to call it that, just to make everyone aware that I will be making those changes to the channel and to these and making these into a podcast as well. So if you want to listen to this stuff as well, it'll be the same stuff, just audio only on those channels as well. But I'll put all that in the YouTube links, or if you can just want to search for, I think I'll title it under my own name for the podcast portion. I'm not sure about that yet, but we'll see how that goes. So anyway, so today, to kind of get things going and moving a little bit forward here, I'm going to be doing not a review, but I'm going to be doing a preview, which I thought would be kind of fun and interesting and different, a preview for an upcoming film that comes out next Friday. So not yet. So today I'm filming this as of now midnight, basically as of September the 7th, Sunday, September 7th. And there's a movie coming out next Friday on the 16th, I believe it is. Is that right? It's going to be on the 12th. My bad. I'm way off. So September 12th is when this movie comes out. Now this movie is called The Long Walk. Now this movie kind of came out of really out of nowhere for me, especially. Like every now and then a movie will just pop up out of nowhere and it'll just be like a constant ad on my social media feed, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or whatever you want to call it, of all those three. But it was really like I kept on seeing this ad over and over and over again of this trailer for a thing called The Long Walk on my Facebook feed just every single time I opened up the app. And I finally watched the actual trailer, and it was really different than anything I'd ever seen before as far as the storyline and the way it was filmed, sort of, as far as that goes, and also, but just really the story itself, and the fun part, I should say, about the trailer was that it wasn't a normal trailer. It was more of people screening the movie in a theater to the trailer and showing their reactions, and the whole thing was kind of interesting because it was basing off of how this audience's blood pressure rating started off at a higher speed or a higher rate, and then continuously went up and up and up over the course of the film and never went down again. And that was what the trailer for this film was. So I actually had to look up the trailer itself to see what that would even be like on my own. It wasn't even, the trailer wasn't even in the trailer. There was clips from the trailer put into it, but it was really more one of those reactionary things that is really more now used, I feel like, for more of a kind of a reaction based, because I think nowadays, especially with movies, reactions of whatever the movie is are almost more popular than the actual reviews are in a way. Maybe even like a podcast like this for a movie, a review is kind of the same thing as what, instead of having the actual trailer, is more of a popular formatting than anything else is. So I thought that was interesting, for one thing. But to keep it going here, again, I ended up looking up the trailer itself, the full trailer for The Long Walk. And I thought it was interesting because this whole entire movie, now movie, is based off of, when I read on Reddit about it, is that it's based off of a original story by the horror thriller legend of Stephen King. Now, this was a book, originally a book like every other Stephen King novel. It was originally based off a book. I didn't look up the release dates on it. I couldn't find that with a little bit of research at all. But apparently this was the first book or very first short story kind of style that Stephen King ever really wrote before he got into the heavier, more horror genre that he's kind of now created or is known for. So I thought it was interesting because it's not horror necessarily at all in its own way, but it is also a horror movie in a sense. It's just a dystopian kind of film, kind of movie. And the trailer itself for the movie that I looked into finding didn't really willingly give away a ton of information about it, which I thought was kind of cool. So it's definitely one of those things where you are left with just a little bit, and I feel like that's a really, really good and honest way of doing a good trailer nowadays, because a lot of trailers for, let's say, Marvel stuff or any kind of comic book movie, for that reason, I would say, or that kind of area of movies right now, is they kind of give away so much stuff in the trailer and it's almost too long of a trailer too. The trailers are almost 3 minutes long in a lot of the DC Marvel movies. And they show almost half the film of action in the movie, at least from my takeaways and my expect of what I'm used to seeing. And I kind of don't like that anymore, just because you see so much of the movie that you're almost like, I mean, these movies are now three or four hours long in many cases, so you're not really seeing much of all of the movie, but I feel like you're getting a general sense of, like, I feel like they almost show ink, like they shouldn't be showing some of the scenes that they're showing in those trailers because of how they almost show like the end of the film in a way, which kind of ruins the whole experience. So anyways, back to The Long Walk. But so I feel like The Long Walk did a great job with this for the trailer because they really just kind of like more use more of the text to set up the trailer instead of having the actual like video footage like the film itself. But the cool thing about the trailer itself is that it's very, very limited. It's not giving away too much information. All it tells you is that it was written by Stephen King, and that it's pretty much like it's like the story of like these boys. Like, it doesn't tell you how many there are or what they're doing. It just shows them walking, and it kind of cuts, and then it's edited very, very heavily for that reason, which is, a good thing I think for a lot of cases too. Just to again not give too much away, and then you can't tell in this trailer where the story is really at when it's kind of based on where it's going either. But it does a really good job of setting up just enough interest, I would say, for what the movie could be about. And I mean, I guess you could always just get the book itself, which is based off of, and read that and to figure it out too. But these days, I feel like a lot of people are watching more movies than reading books in a sense, in some aspect too. So I like that for it too. And again, so I don't really know. I know. It made me curious about it for sure. So I ended up actually looking up the actual book that Stephen King wrote, not the book itself, but just the story in the book. And I like looked up some reviews of the book on YouTube as well, and just got more of a feel for what this actual movie is about. So again, it comes out on Friday the 12th of September, and pretty much from the story that I've seen or read about, for the most part, it's about these 100 boys that are, and it's a kind of in a more like a dystopian future, I guess, of a world where it's like a government controlled government controlled system where these boys are basically volunteering to do this race. I don't know if you want to call it a race, but this long walk. They don't give you a mileage amount in the trailer or in the synopsis that I found, but basically they walk until they can't, and then once they can't, then they get taken out, so to speak. So it's an interesting story for sure, but everything I found on Reddit about this book is that everyone who's read it always wondered why it wasn't made into a movie when the majority, or I mean, I don't know how many Stephen King books there are that he's ever written so far in his life, but all the comments for the most part, or a lot of the comments for the most part on Reddit, especially for this movie, not the book, but this movie, were from people that had read the book previously as one of their first books that they ever read by Stephen King. And they were basically mentioning or stating that they were surprised that it took so long for this book to be made into a film, like adapted into a film. And they were just really, really, and they said that the ending is insane for what it is, and that they were are hoping that the ending of the movie stays true to the ending of the book, because a lot of times that will not be the case in these movies that are adapted from books, where like it'll be obviously based on the source material of the book, but then Hollywood or filmmakers change things for, I don't know, whatever reason they do, I don't know why they do, but they change things to become more, either they water it down a little bit in a lot of cases, or they will take some inspiration from the book itself and then change it into some sort of, not twist it, but like just kind of adjust it a little bit, I guess, if you want to say it that way, but like adjust it into a different thing for the movie to maybe make it more appealing to a massive audience, which I don't think should be done ever. I think if you're taking a, like, it's a different, like, for me, it's a different story if you're taking a really long or a really, really large book. Like, for example, when the Harry Potter series came out, like, those books are huge, they're long. Like, again, they're telling a year of a school, a year of school of a story, as well as the Harry Potter story within that school year. And then Steve Columbus, the screen adapter for the movie from the books, had to take all that and crunch it down and then condense it into still a long movie of like 2 hours, 45 minutes, or a little over 3 hours in some cases, and put all that into a film. And that's hard to do for that. But it doesn't mean he's changing things. It doesn't mean he's changing things. It just meant that he had to like pick and choose very specific, important sections of the book to make it fit into a movie time frame wise and make it work and make it be as accurate as possible. But I don't understand why that can't be the case from these books to screens for a more basic story like The Long Walk seems to be. So, because The Long Walk is, from what I've seen on the trailer and from what I've read about it from Reddit, from people that have read the story itself, it seems like it's a very, very basic premise of a story, with a lot of intense things that go that go on in the book itself. So I'm very, very curious on if people will appreciate that or hate that, if it's a big change from book to a film. So that's what I'm curious about too. So if you are at all interested in seeing this movie called The Long Walk, it comes out next Friday, the 12th of September. Let me know in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're not looking forward to it because you don't like how maybe how book adaptations go into film, let me know as well as for that too as well. I am personally planning on going to see opening weekend next week, just because I think the trailer itself, like the trailer itself, sold me on the story itself. As and I had to look it up what the actual book was about again as a very overview of the synopsis for that part. So I might even read the book after I see the movie. We'll see. I mean, I feel like that's kind of like working backwards itself, but we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited just to see what it's about and how, again, everyone on Reddit, like across the board for the most part, like the most general consensus that I saw about the book is that the ending is absolutely insane and crazy and intense for the long walk. So I'm excited to see if that carries over from one thing into the movie, and see if it's also matched from the story in the book to the actual film. So that is all for this episode for now. I'll be doing again infinite more episodes, but much more long format, deeper details of movies and things that I think are cool and rad about movies or that I dislike too. But if you are new here and you like what you see or listen, then definitely subscribe to it on YouTube, and give the video a like if you enjoyed it. Otherwise, I'll see you guys all in the next review.